I like this jaunty pre-show tune.
Arriba!
I'm not sure that I've heard this one before.
Sounds new to me.
Yeah, I don't recognize this one either.
Do you just have a directory full of it, or... Do you add to it often, or is it just like you just pulled a bunch of stuff and...
I don't want to add to it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want...
To wear out
the songs.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Like stuff that we might use for something else. You don't want to burn on pre-show music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think Lockdown might make a return for E3? Possibility?
Anything can happen at
E3. Anything can happen.
Yeah, because, like, you know, if I'm putting a lot of work into something, I want it to be a song that people haven't heard before.
Right.
So they associate
that fits with that.
That song with that.
Yeah.
Like, some of these songs would be perfect sometimes in videos, but then I'm like, I've already heard that a billion times on pre-show streams.
Right. I mean, are you just playing Dota now?
Is that a problem?
No, I mean, I guess not.
Are you in an actual game right now?
No.
Okay.
Oh. It takes fucking forever to get into an actual game.
Why?
Just the queue times. You know, it's got to find... If you're by yourself, it's got to find, you know, 10 different people to match together of similar skill levels.
And they all have to be singles?
They don't have to be, but I think there's some biasing going on there.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to have five.
Yeah, like a five stack is guaranteed to be working together way, way better than five randoms.
So what is this here? Is this like a training mode?
This is boss, yeah. It's just practice. I don't even pick the other heroes in the game, just the one I'm playing.
Do people do, like, solo?
Yeah, like people like Crispy that are way into, like, theory crafting shit. Like
theory crafting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just breaking down builds and doing, you know...
Min-maxing.
Crunching numbers, yeah. Min-maxing. Trying out weird gimmick builds and stuff.
Huh. Goes on a lot in World of Warcraft 2.
Even with a 5-star.
What's World of Warcraft 2?
Yeah. Shit, we'll be live.
Even with 5-stack, it can take like 3 to 5 minutes to find a match sometimes.
Huh. Wasn't like that in Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You should push the button. It's like, all right. Just as long as no one delays the countdown, we'll play soon.
Boop. Boop.
Have they ever changed that?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's still in like Halo 4.
Right. I remember it was in Halo 4. I just couldn't remember if along the way if they changed it and then changed it back. Or
they've added a little something to it.
A little reverb, a little something, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But generally it's those three tones.
So, folks at home, we're just... waiting to get started. Matt Rory is getting up, walking over to where the engineers are. I guess a proxy server exploded or something.
Proxy server? Are we going through Brazil?
Yep. Got to filter all this traffic through Brazil, then through Venezuela. We got to bounce it off a satellite, make sure no one can trace it back to this undisclosed location.
I mean, I got to watch those F1 recaps somehow.
Yeah.
BBC blocks it in America.
That's right. The iPlayer. That BBC player seems like they have a lot of stuff on their site that if you were in the right region, you could conceivably watch.
They've probably got an incredibly massive archive.
Yeah.
The BBC.
Right.
They've been around
a while.
Time.
Yeah.
Is this like some funky remix of the Nutcracker?
No, it's the original version of the Nutcracker.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you call that thing on the end of a trumpet?
Mute.
Yeah, it's a mute. You call it a toilet plunger?
Funkifier?
Yeah.
Oh no, Francis Bot killed Walter Bot.
It's going to be 3 or 4 minutes. They need to flush a DNS thing or something like that.
I'll flush your DNS thing
in 2 minutes. Of course, that's what they said last time when I was there. But hopefully, let me try doing what Danny said on my machine, see if it works.
Clear your ARP cache.
I don't even flush my gas.
I don't know how.
Release and renew and...
spoof.
Yep, spoof your Mac address over to... It's the only way to get an Xbox online and a hotel on hotel internet. Spoofing Mac addresses like some kind of weirdo. I actually did do that once. I was like... Because, you know, you have to go accept all the, like, I won't, you know, just hit OK on a web page or whatever to get access, and Xbox 360 couldn't do that, so I forget what the context even was, but I think I was just bored.
So what do? You plug it into a router and then change that router's MAC address to the computer you just verified?
Well, it was a wired connection, so, in the hotel room, so I just, you know, you could unplug the network cable out of one and into the other. Once they both had the same MAC address, the hotel internet just looked at that MAC address and just went like, "We verify on the computer."
Right. Oh, and you then spoof your computers to the Xbox as the Xboxes.
Yes.
Okay. So that when your computer is authorized, then you can plug in your Xbox and it's fine. Okay.
Yeah. Chessup?
Yeah. If you flush your DNS, you should be able to get in. If not, it'll be a couple minutes. But I tweeted out some instructions on how to do it, so if you want to.
Okay.
All right.
Follow Matt Rory to flush your DNS.
That's right.
He's a DNS flusher. Fiddle.
Is that a fiddle? Yeah, probably.
It sounds Cuban. I don't know what makes it sound Cuban.
Hmm.
The drums, I think. I was on a bar the other day, and a dude had bongo drums and started playing them while there's a DJ spinning beat, and I just wanted to murder him.
Huh.
That was after Beta Breakers, so there's a bunch of people like, look at me, I'm in my power
band. I'm zany.
Yeah, zany, fun people.
Look at my wiener. My zany wiener.
Sorry, but no.
It's just, I just envision a lot of white guy dreadlocks involved in playing bongos to a DJ.
That's why I always say about Burning Man, it's like the one week where you don't have to see white guys.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Yep. I'll turn this off because it kills my battery real bad.
Bye, Mixler.